are low.
For DJC.
Talk to you today, Jerry. How you doing, buddy?
Figured that time, doing pretty well. Kind of nasty after this morning early, I know that.
Watching the traffic reports on the local, let me turn this radio down, Fox News, and man, it was a mess out there this morning. People don't leave enough following distance in this rain, and I'll tell you what, every now and then I take out this Avalon at a stoplight, and those old tires will spin, and the ABS system will thump, 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 you know. Yeah, it hadn't moved a bit. It's 59 degrees, Jerry, and it is brightening up out here, and it's just misty now, mostly.
Same here, Tom. It was, had to go out early this morning to get to take Lynn by the doctor's office for blood work and draw blood for a blood work thing, twice a year exam. So we had to be out there. We had to be there at 8. It was pretty dark when we left this morning. The traffic was terrible. And you know, just kind of foggy, misty looking. It was just wasn't a good time to be out on the road.
A steady day as far as that goes, but oh, thank the good Lord we got that rain. When we left several hours ago, we had some running around to do. It was 1.75 inches, so I'm glad to get that. It was pitifully bad, and that tree out front, that maple tree, it's a pain in the gluteus maximus, and it's gonna go. I'm tired of messing with it. It lays down a lot of leaves, and on top of that, it has those little helicopters on it, you know, like the maple leaves got. And then it sucks up all the moisture out of that side of the yard, it seems like. I hadn't thought about that until the daughter and my wife said something. So it's going to be kind of like George Washington and the cherry tree.
I guess it's red. It got probably 45 or 50 feet high, I guess, and he had it out in the front yard, just like you're talking about. And of course, the roots were kind of exposed on this maple. This wasn't a sugar maple. It was a red maple, I'm pretty sure of that. Had the roots exposed, couldn't grow any grass and that sort of thing. They finally cut it down, I think, a couple of years ago. We missed the colors in the fall, you know. It turned beautiful, you know, pure from red and orange in the fall, but he didn't miss those leaves. He cut that and several other trees down. We don't have much of our trees around us now. We got a couple in the neighbor's yard, but we don't get much in the way of leaves on the ground. No sweet guns anymore either. Thank the Lord they cut all those down next door. Those are the biggest mess. That and the water oak acorns and water oak trees too, and hickory nuts too. But gosh, I'm glad to get all those trees out of the way now. It's almost like you'd roller skate out there on the lawn and it messed the lawnmowers up, you know, whenever they cut the grass, especially the sweet gum balls. So I like the shade, but I don't miss the trees.
Yeah, that sweet gum tree, we had one of those at home. It is beautiful color on the leaves and that, but those little balls, daughter has one of those over in her front yard over at the lake house there on Lyman. And oh wow, those things fall on the asphalt and they can just trip you up real easily. I don't like them. But this, it's the same way, Jerry. The roots are right up on the surface, and you know, when I mow grass, I have a bad back anyways, and when you go over the top of them, it just jars the heck out of you. So, I'm going to start researching who we're going to get to cut her down and chop that stump out of there. That's pretty neat. The last time we had a guy cutting stumps out, that cutter on the trailer behind his rig was linked to his telephone on Bluetooth, or no, to a controller on Bluetooth. And he just there with that and a joystick and go back and forth, up and down, whatever he needed to do. It was pretty slick. It really was.
Yeah, dude, our last up here probably about a year and a half ago, I guess, we cut down the last sweet gum on our side of the line. And I started the new house over here then, and we was right on the line. The neighbor wanted it because of shade. I said, I'm just tired of the leaves and the sweet gum balls. You're just destroying the lawnmower. So we had a guy, they were cutting the trees here next door to us for the, to clear out the lot, and the guys that were there, I said, well, what did you guys charge me to take this tree down? It's about 70 feet tall. And they said, I think it was about $500. And I said, done. He took that thing down, didn't even have to top it out or anything, fell it, and cut it up and got it off the property. And, I mean, it just did a world of good for him, for the grass and everything else. And then we ran into a guy that was called a guy, and he was actually close by here doing a stump. Grinding the stuff for somebody, and he said, I'll come over here and grind the stuff for you. I said, how about today? I said, yep, we're fine. And the grandkids were here, they got a big kick out. He didn't have one of those fancy ones, but I think he charged us like maybe $75-$80. It wasn't very expensive at all. And it was the sweet gum was probably at least 25, maybe bigger, 25 to 30 inches in diameter. He did a pretty good job, but we couldn't get all of it because some of it was up under the neighbor's fence. But now the last guy that came in here to do some on the yard next door here, when they were preparing that lot, he had one of those grinders like you're talking about that was remotely controlled and that sort of thing where you use a joystick. And they had some huge stumps over there he ground up, and he was over there for 2 or 3 days, I guess, Tom.
To be fairly reasonable back in the day, but I don't know what it is now. I had 13 trees taken out back out there in the field, and some of them were pretty small. But that thing had really chopped it up. And it might not have been Bluetooth. It could have been spread spectrum or something, but it was wireless anyways to his controller, and that was just slicker than a genie. And he done a good job. A neighbor up the street had a bunch taken out the other day. I'll just call him and see. The problem with this one, Jerry, is it goes up about 8 or 10 feet, and then the limbs come out, and they're just a zillion little limbs. There's only, 3 or 4 limbs to it that are of any size. And then when the wind blows, they blow the snot out of those little limbs, and they're all over the ground with my hand. And I'm looking at it here now as we pull in, and I'd say there's 20 different limbs on that after you get up to the 10-foot level. And the woodpeckers have a field day with it. It's orange and somewhat leaning towards the red now. It's beautiful. All the leaves are on the west side of the tree. There's none on the east side, but it's completely covering the ground. I always hope for a wind, and I can give the neighbor heck, and I tell him, well, I don't have to clean up leaves today. They're over on your place, Tim. I love it.
That's something that's reasonable, but the guys that cut down trees these days, they got unreasonable. You know, we used to get stuff cut down for just about nothing, and the last time we had some stuff taken down, they were really expensive, and depends on how big it is and what they have to do to it. But if you can find somebody that'll move onto the property and do it, you know, in a day, or, you know, if they're in the neighborhood, they're usually a lot cheaper if they're already there than rather than have to move into it. But some guys don't even top them. The guys that took all these trees down the next door, there must have been about 20 of them. That one was probably 120 feet high. They didn't top any of them. They just, you know, they went up there, they cut them. They cut them and, you know, just fell them all in one sweep, which is something I'd never seen before. These guys were pros. There were but three of them. And I've usually seen people top them and haul, horse them down, that sort of thing. But, you know, there wasn't a house nearby, so I thought that was easy for them to do. But they made it look easy.
This is NGRLTR Mobile. Yeah, Jerry, we had one cut out here, and it was about 100-footer. And I'd say it was close to 3.5 feet in diameter, and that old cowboy climbed that, but it was, I don't remember what that cost, $1,000 or something, or $2,000. Yeah, tell them they cut out both of them, it was $2,000, I think. But they climbed them. Oh, man, I like to climb, but not that well. He went right up in the top of that thing with just climbers on, and he had a little bag of lead or something he threw up there first, and then he used that rope for him to pull stuff up to him. It's scary, but wow, if that had to come down on the house, it would have been bad news bears. It'd been a lot more than $2,000. But that was for, I don't know, two trees, wasn't it, Bernice? Something like that. But at any rate, we had to go out and get some documentation that we'd had our flu shot, and I had a card for the COVID shot, and but I thought we got our flu shot down at Publix, and this year we just happened to be in CVS or something, and I said, well, heck, let's just get our flu shot, and it was a little bit early, and so I went down to Publix and wanted to print out another thing, and they said, no, you didn't get that here, you got that at CVS, and I apologized to them. But at any rate, it was a nasty drive down there with all of the mist off the cars and the rain, but it stopped here now completely, Jerry, and we're sitting here, and it's still 59 degrees. Maybe I'll catch you later this afternoon, Jerry. I'm going to, instead of feeding the Arabs here, I'm going to get in the garage and shut the gas heater off. They'll probably, with this new digital currency, not let me buy food or something if I can put too much carbon in the air, the way things are going. Talk to you later, buddy. N4DJC and 0TR73, Jerry.
Time, I hope it didn't get that bad. You all have a nice afternoon. Well, hope you have a good afternoon inside and good luck on the tree. Anyway, you and Bernice have a good afternoon. Good talking to you as usual. And I'll talk to you later. N0TRN4DJC clear.